This week, the community of St. Paul has been at the mercy of the elements. KUCB reporters Alexandra Gutierrez and Stephanie Joyce have this story on how both fire and ice are disrupting the island's economy.
Firefighters in St. Paul stayed up through the night trying to put out a large blaze in the middle of town. A warehouse owned by Trident Seafoods erupted in flames at about 10:30 p.m. Thursday. While the fire has continued to smoke through the afternoon, a group of 25 responders, including Coast Guard personnel, have been able to keep it from spreading to nearby buildings. Because of the fire's central location, area residents were evacuated to City Hall. According to Fire Chief Casey Alberg, no injury reports or missing persons notices have been filed with the St. Paul Department of Public Safety. The department is now in the process of investigating the cause of the fire. Alberg adds that the building is expected to be a total loss and that cleanup could be tricky given the materials inside.
There was a large volume of chemicals stored there. We have been told that there were oils and possibly some fuel and some other hazardous materials.
Firefighters have surrounded the building with boom to contain any runoff or waste. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is keeping an eye on the situation, but they aren't doing any response work yet since the fire is still in progress. Trident has also hired an environmental consultant to study the impact of the fire. The Trident warehouse was built during the 1940s, and it lies in the middle of 400-person St. Paul. The company stopped using it as a plant about 15 years ago and has long since removed any valuable equipment. Now, Trident mostly uses it to store salt and fiber, and they lease some of the warehouse space to Native Corporation TDX. But as Stephanie Joyce reports,
the destruction of that warehouse isn't Trident's biggest problem this week.
Fire in the warehouse won't really cause any problems to us at all. The only problem we've got right now is still a little bit of ice out front.
That was Trident President Paul Padgett. He says the St. Paul Harbor has been iced in for almost a week now, making it impossible to deliver crab to the processing plant. Trident is one of the largest seafood companies in the U.S., and its St. Paul facility processes much of the nation's snow crab harvest. Padgett says he hopes the ice is a temporary inconvenience.
Before the ice closed St. Paul down, we got about a third of the crab in, and the plant has, just huge daily capacity, well over 500,000 pounds a day. So once that ice moves back a little bit, we can finish up and, it's really, unless the ice were to remain there into late April, we have no jeopardy whatsoever of getting the crab in.
Ice almost entirely shut down the snow crab fishery 2 weeks ago when it blanketed the fishing grounds. But Jake Jacobson, the executive director of Intercooperative Exchange, the largest crab harvesting group in the Bering Sea, says most boats are fishing again. The cooperative has hired an ice-breaking tug to help keep the St. Paul Harbor clear so boats can make deliveries. It's expected to arrive on Saturday, but Jacobson says it remains to be seen whether it will be able to plow through the thick ice pack outside the harbor. Reporting in on Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
And I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.